Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to our 10 at 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to your breath. The gentle inhalation and exhalation. The ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. As always, I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "'Tis the Spirit of God that has made me. "'Tis the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So let us be intentional and conscious as we take three deep breaths in. Inhale. Extend the diaphragm, extend the stomach, lower the diaphragm. And take in the life-giving, energizing breath of spirit. Hold. Gently, slowly. Bring your attention to your heart space. Sanctuary of the soul. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly, slowly. And as we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be intentional that for the next 9 or so minutes, that we are choosing to consciously commune with the ground of being, the source of all that is, God in us. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly, release. This morning I'm sharing some of Psalm 106 from Psalms Praying an Invitation to Wholeness by Nancy Merrill. May we become bearers of joy, we who are invited to share in the cosmic dance. We pray for the gift of wisdom, that the motivations of our heart might be pure, that we may recognize the perfect timing of all things and know the seasons of the heart. May we walk with faith all the days of our life, confident in your living presence, even in times of trouble, and with assurance for what is and all that is to be. May we have faith in the unfolding of our lives and radical trust in the universe. Awaken us to the oneness of all things, to the beauty and truth of unity. May we become aware of the interdependence of all living things, and come to know you in everything, and all things in you. For as we attune to your presence within us, we know not separation, and joy becomes our dwelling place. Quiet us, O silent speaker, that out of the still spaces we may hear your voice. And as we ponder the immensity of your gift to us of life, awe and wonder fill our hearts, for from galaxies and the furthest stars to the smallest atom in our heart, you are the flame of love, Forgive us, O Holy One, for our wanton ways that have laid waste to our planet. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, as we consciously come into communion with you at this time, having surrendered all our concerns, our wills, our worries and our fears, knowing that you who are residing in the depths and the core of our being, know what to do and how to do it. We surrender now into this awareness that all that concerns us and all that concerns what's happening across this world, as we surrender and trust in you, that right outcomes, right actions, and right ways of expressing and being will be revealed. We hold in our hearts all those who have passed away, not only from the coronavirus, but from all other illnesses, diseases, and other situations, famine, war. We hold in our hearts their families and loved ones that are grieving their loss. For those that were unable to say goodbye, may their hearts be filled with awareness and the knowing that love never ends, that we come from you and to you we shall return, and that ever their loved ones are present in their hearts. For our government leaders, Lord, at this time, may they put the welfare of the people before greed or money, for everyone is fearful of their jobs and their working conditions and of whether they can feed their families or pay their rents or mortgage. Ease their hearts. Let the consciousness of peace pervade as opposed to this consciousness of fear and panic. Let we who are here gathered send forth into this world the vibration of love and peace, that we may do our part to dispel the hysteria that is pervading. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, for those who are still struggling in refugee camps, for those whose parents have left them, seeking better livelihoods elsewhere, for the situations across our globe that may not be mentioned in the news cycle, we who are gathered are holding it all in our hearts at this time. As we state and pray for peace, for compassion, for kindness, and for love to be shared between one to another, to come back to the remembrance that we are one kind, we are humankind, that we belong to one another as we belong to you. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, in the turmoil of all that is happening, may we be beacons of peace, of love, and of the light, that we may truly help dissolve and dissipate the consciousness of fear that is pervading. Our teacher said that we were to cast all our burdens upon you, for you care for us. So in these challenging and interesting times, we are surrendering everything to you now, for we know that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think. May your presence protect, watch over, empower, enliven, inspire each and every one of us to do our part in whatever way, shape, or form we are called to do it. For anything I have failed to ask, I know you will not fail to grant us. For truly it is your good pleasure to give us the kingdom. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies are ever, ever grateful. And so it is. Together we all say Amen.
Amen.
Take a deep breath in as you let this prayer permeate your being. Then repeat after me our prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Eternal and unceasingly.
So it is. A deep breath in. And now that prayer of intention to saturate your soul and ground you in its truth. My beloved, I wish you a very blessed and happy Thursday. Please stay safe, get some fresh air, and I look forward to joining you once more on Sunday at 10 past 10. This will be our new time until the situation resolves itself for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.
Thank you.